The book of Romans. Book of Romans. We're going to continue on in our series when it comes for the furtherance of the gospel. And we're looking at verse number 16 this week. 2 weeks ago, we looked at verse 14. Last week, we looked at verse 15. Apostle Paul here is giving this idea that he is completely abandoned for the gospel. And he says, I am debtor in verse 14. Verse 15, he talks about how he is ready. I am ready. And here in verse 16, he says, I am not ashamed. I don't know about you, but I've been thinking out throughout the week how to help us remember what the word ashamed means. And I know that word ashamed, I looked up a couple of different things, means about being embarrassed or guilty because of one's actions, characteristics, or associations. The word ashamed also talks about having feeling shamed or distressed or embarrassed by feelings of guilt. And the word shame itself means a painful feeling of humiliation. I probably wouldn't have to give too many descriptions about being ashamed of something, but I thought about it a little bit. Sometimes we're ashamed because we run our mouths and we brag and then somebody else beats us at something, or we're ashamed because we mock or pick on someone else and then we realize that we have the same tendencies. We feel very embarrassed by sometimes some of our actions or things we've done in the past. I've mentioned to you a couple times in the past that I wasn't always very kind to my mother growing up. Sometimes I was a very smart aleck young man and just didn't treat her nice. And that's one of those things I'm ashamed of. And I talk to children about that day, about loving their parents, obeying their parents, honoring their parents. And as I was studying, I was thinking about this, and the thought that the Lord brought to my mind, he says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And I began thinking, well, what do we have to be ashamed of? And he's like, well, what do we have to be ashamed of? And if it's even there, the 4 points are kind of found in the passage. It says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I thought about it. Am I ashamed of the person of the gospel? Or am I ashamed of the purpose of the gospel when it talks about, for it is the power of God unto salvation? Am I ashamed of the power of God? Am I ashamed of the plan of the gospel, everyone that believeth? What exactly is it that Paul would be ashamed of when it comes to telling somebody the gospel? And I'm thinking, there is no reason to be ashamed, no reason to be uncomfortable, no reason to feel as the feeling shame or distressed or embarrassed by something someone else did. The gospel's the truth. But here's the question is, why are we ashamed to tell people sometimes? The reality is, people don't tell others. The reality is, sometimes we are embarrassed to tell somebody else. Truth, if truth be told, sometimes we are a little guilty about telling somebody. And so today I'd like to look at this thought, I am not ashamed. And I guess this thought is, why in the world are we ashamed at times to invite someone to church, tell somebody what Jesus has done for them, or to give somebody the gospel? Now, when we come to it and we think of it this way, at least in my mind, it's like, well, Paul, why did you have to write that? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why would you be ashamed? Well, Paul, here, he's what? He's a prisoner. He's a Jew. He's going to Rome. Romans hate the Jews. And they don't want to hear the message. And that the message is that this Jew who was God that became man, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for their sins. All those things combined, going there, he could say, look, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So the first thing we looked at in verse number 14 was, hey, I'm faithful to the obligation of the gospel when he says I am debtor. And we're obligated to give the gospel out, not only because of what God's done for us and God's told us, but also because he's told us to make a difference in our life, we should tell others. We're flexible for the opportunities. And that's what we looked about. I am ready. Are you ready? And that's what you mentioned last week. Ready to live for Christ, ready to die for Christ, ready to go, ready to stay, ready just to surrender. And this morning, when it comes to the spot, for I am not ashamed, it kind of struck me as I was talking about it. Does he escape being ashamed because he wants to keep himself in the best light? Probably one of the main reasons why people will not tell other people about the Jesus Christ or tell about the gospel is because of the fact they're afraid what others might think. Now, what are they going to think about me if I invite somebody to church? What are they going to think about me if I tell them, hey, I love my church? Or, hey, here's a track inside this track that actually talks about how to go to heaven when you die. What's someone going to think? We many times we want to, because we have such a love for ourselves, we want to make sure that nobody thinks badly of us and that we will just shy away from telling because we're ashamed. But you think about it. Paul does not do this because he doesn't say that he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because he wants to keep from being ashamed himself. He does the complete opposite. He believes and he preaches the gospel constantly. Paul was Saul in a bad light. Constantly he was stirred up by other people that tried to shame Paul. Over and over, Paul faced persecution. Paul was stoned. Even in 2 Corinthians, it says in verses 11, 23 through 26, are they the ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. And labors more abundant, and stripes above measure, and prisons more frequent, and deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In other words, Paul's way of not being ashamed of the gospel was not that he had to keep himself in the best light and wanted everybody to respect him. He's like, I'm going to be ashamed if I don't tell people the gospel. And that's the way we should look at it. Should we really care what this world thinks about us when God tells us, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel? There's a way to do it. Christ was wonderful. He was, we've been learning about in Sunday school in the book of Mark, they kept on baiting him with questions, asking questions, trying to trip him up, trying to ensnare him, trying to get him to do things wrong. He was literally days away from dying on the cross, facing the people who were getting ready to murder him on a cross. And he treated them with love. He treated them with compassion. Sometimes he spoke boldly. Sometimes he spoke compassionately. And many times it was both combined. So today when I say, and I read this, when I was sitting there reading, I'm thinking about it, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It kind of came to my mind and my thought was, well, what do you have to be ashamed of? Because of the fact that we have nothing to be ashamed of to want to share the gospel. We can't be ashamed of the person because it's Jesus. He was God that became man because he loved the. And then we can't be ashamed of the purpose. It's to save people's souls. We can't be ashamed of the power because it's the only thing that can save people's souls. And we can't be ashamed of the plan because it's for everyone. That's what it says here in verse 16 at the end, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So it was like when I'm sitting there studying and thinking, okay, why in the world would Paul ever be ashamed? And then God reminds me in my heart. Why are we ashamed? Why is it that we don't tell others? And so that's the reason why I think Paul has to write this. He has to say, look, I'm debtor. I look at it this certain way. I'm abandoned for the gospel. Not only am I debtor, I am ready. I'm living for Christ. I'm right with him. I'm in a spot where I can actually talk to someone. Remember a pastor telling the story one time and saying that there was a guy who was in a car wreck and looked like it was pretty serious. He wanted to go talk to the man that was there and maybe not going to live much longer. He wanted to talk to him about the gospel, you know, before the paramedics came, other things like, hey, do you know Christ is your savior? Even now, if you would repent. And he said he had to stop and he had to get his heart right with God before he could ever even go talk to that man. What a shame that was. And he didn't get the chance to go talk to him in that time period. The paramedics came, the officers came. But are you ready to preach the gospel? Are you ready to give out the gospel? Is your heart ready? Is your life ready? And then Paul comes to the spot. He says, I am not ashamed. And I thought, I'm thankful Paul said that because we have nothing to be ashamed of. But oftentimes we do feel uncomfortable. We feel embarrassed to tell people about Jesus Christ. It's just not the way it should be. Now, is that ever going to change? I don't think it's going to change. We're going to have to get in the power of the Lord. We need God's help and God's power and God's strength. The devil's always going to try to make you feel uncomfortable. The devil's always going to try to make you feel a little embarrassed. The devil's always going to do whatever he can to get you to stop spreading the gospel. But why in the world would we want to do what the devil wants us to do versus what God wants us to do? I mean, let's just be honest. Let's throw it out there. Hey, God wants you to reach the world. He wants to preach the gospel to every creature. God wants you to, that all the world may know, like we heard about the song today. God wants all that. The devil wants you to be embarrassed. The devil wants you to be quiet. The devil wants you to be a little bit guilty. Oh, should I really bother this person? When God tells us to go out and preach the gospel, who are we going to please? Who are we going to serve? And Paul comes across and he says, I'm not ashamed. And I thought, why in the world would Paul ever be ashamed? And then I'd ask myself this question. Why am I sometimes ashamed? So let's look at this. I've already mentioned the outline a couple different times of this thought. Not ashamed of the person of Christ. Not ashamed of the person of Christ. That's when he says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We're not giving the gospel of this person or that person. We're giving the gospel of Christ. It was the person of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ was that he was identified. He identified with us. He became poor for us. Think about it. When he came to this world, he didn't say, hey, I need to keep myself in a good light. I don't want to be embarrassed by this, by reaching out to people. I don't want to be embarrassed by dying on the cross. I don't want to be put to shame. I don't want to be criticized. I don't want to be mocked. I don't want to be ridiculed. Jesus was never ashamed of us. He was even willing to hang on that cross almost completely naked. He was willing to have people question him time and time again. He was willing to be ridiculed. He was willing to be mocked. He was willing to be spat upon. He was willing. And you say, well, he didn't have a choice. He did have a choice. He loved us. And that's the reason why he did what he does. What does he mean when Jesus says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. And that next phrase, despising the shame. What does he mean he despises shame? I believe what he's saying here is that he is he's abandoned. He wants being a clear witness, he says he doesn't want the shame. He despises the shame and the idea, I'm not going to yield to you. It would be wrong for me to be ashamed of you. And that's what Paul is saying. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It would be a shame for me to be ashamed of telling somebody else about Jesus Christ. And that's when it says in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He says, I'm not going to let that shame stop me from reaching this world. He says, what was the purpose of him coming? In Luke 19:10, he says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. He didn't come to preserve himself. He didn't come to make himself look good. He didn't come to keep himself in a good light. He didn't come in a way that causes, hey, I want this world to see me as a good person. I care more about what this world thinks about. No, he was fearless at his opposition to the gospel. He was fearless at his opposition to the gospel. He was willing to go through whatever needed to be gone through. Paul went to Rome. It was the imperial city. It was with all his might, with all his power, with all his armies. And being a Jew, it's a proud city. They would have hated Jews. They went in there. They would have hated Christianity. And he went in there and he says, look, I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed. And that's where the challenge comes is. Why sometimes are we embarrassed? There have been a lot of people out there today that would say, I can't do it because of the fact that I'm ashamed of Jesus Christ. We would never say that, right? He's our Lord. He's our Savior. We love him. So if it's not Jesus that we're ashamed of, because how could we ever say that we're ashamed of Jesus when we sing, oh, how I love Jesus? How can we say that when he is the Prince of Peace who would be willing to hang on the cross and face nothing but shame and ridicule for us? How could we ever be ashamed of Jesus Christ? And we're like, well, I'm not ashamed of Jesus. Good, we shouldn't be. He died for us. He's the one that we should love with, as we learned in Sunday school, all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength. And he's the one that we should love. He's someone that we should cherish. He's someone that we should look up to. We're even told to looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher. He's who we have to have our eyes set on. Of course, we're not going to be ashamed of him. I know sometimes we get to know people and we introduce people, and sometimes, you know, if you have someone who you love, maybe it's a child, maybe it's a grandchild, whatever it is, you have people sometimes pull out their phones and say, hey, let me show you a picture of my grandchild, or let me show you a picture of this person, let me show you a picture of that person, because they're proud. We don't have to be that way with Jesus. We shouldn't be that way with Jesus. So if we're not, if Paul's saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, what would he have been ashamed of? It wouldn't have been the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? He couldn't have been ashamed of Christ. The second thing is, would he have been ashamed of the purpose of the gospel? Ashamed of the purpose of the gospel? Look, what you say, what's the purpose? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So what's the purpose of the gospel? It's to see people saved. So it's unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So, okay, it can't be Jesus. Jesus was nothing but lovely. Jesus was nothing but kind. Jesus helped people. There's no way that we could ever be ashamed of what Jesus Christ did for us. He demonstrated love to everybody else. He demonstrated his love for the world. He was willing to lay down his life. He became poor so we could become rich. He became sin so we could become rich, righteous. All those things, there's no way it could be Jesus. So maybe it is the purpose of the gospel. That's what we're ashamed of, the purpose. Well, what's the purpose of the gospel? It's to see people saved. So what does it mean to see people saved? Well, when it refers to being saved, it refers to the idea that we have been rescued from something. According to what the Bible says, scriptures, truth, mankind has sin. Sin must be dealt with. If sin is not dealt with, they will spend eternity in a horrible place called hell. We were all headed that way. We were all headed to hell, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so he dies for us to give us a way to save us from our sins and that horrible punishment called hell. So if we're not ashamed of Jesus, are we ashamed of that? Are we ashamed of the fact that God showed, demonstrated, commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, while we were hurting, while we had a need, that God met that need for us? Is that what we're ashamed of? And the obvious answer would be no. How could we be ashamed of a God who loved us so much that he was willing to, he spared not his own son, that he was willing to die for the sins of mankind for us? Obviously, we're not ashamed of that, are we? No, we're not ashamed of the person of Christ because of, there's no way you can be. But we're not ashamed of the purpose of the gospel because of the fact it helps people. It takes people off a road to a horrible place called hell and puts them on a road called heaven. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of that. You do not have to be ashamed of the fact that God was loved us so much that he was willing to die for the sins of mankind so he could protect and he could give them away to heaven. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of there. So if it isn't Christ and if it isn't the purpose, maybe it's the power. Not ashamed of the power. You think about it, the purpose of the gospel, there is no other name under heaven. That was one of the points there about Jesus Christ. If there's no other name under heaven by which a man can be saved. And the gospel is the only thing that can change a person's life. The gospel is the only person that can, only thing that can make an alcoholic sober. A gospel is the only thing that can take a wicked mind and make it pure. The gospel is the only thing that can give us hope. The gospel is the only thing that can be, that is true. The gospel of Jesus, without the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is no hope. There's no hope in the world. So we can't be ashamed of the purpose of the gospel. But what about the power of the gospel? Because if it's not the person, if it's not Jesus Christ, because it would, we love showing and meeting people. I have a daughter-in-law. She's been daughter-in-law for a few months. I love introducing her to people. I tell people, hey, this is my daughter-in-law. I enjoy meeting, showing her to people. Say, hey, look, this, and I introduce her to people all the time because I love her, and that's some. I'm not ashamed of her. But why would we be ashamed of Jesus Christ? Okay, we're not. Why would we be ashamed of the purpose of the gospel, that God helps people out of hell? Okay, we're not. So why in the world then will we be ashamed of the power of the gospel? This word power here means, and you look at it, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. So is the fact that we are ashamed of the fact that we're only saved through grace by faith? What is it that it's to everyone that believes? Look what it says there. It's the power of God. Because of the power of God, it's saying that everyone that believeth, and that's a power that only God can do that. So is that what we're ashamed about in the gospel presentation? Paul's having to tell us, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Obviously, we should not be ashamed of Jesus. Obviously, we should not be ashamed of the purpose that we're saving people's souls, or God saving people's souls from hell. Obviously, we should not be ashamed of the power, because look at the power. It's to everyone that believeth. You don't have to go up to somebody and say, you know what, I want to present the gospel to you, but I don't know if you're going to be one of the people. You can believe all you want, but there's a chance you might be part and you're not. You don't have to do that. And we don't have to be ashamed, because it's the power of God to all that believe it, to anyone that believes. We don't have to be ashamed of the fact that, oh, this is only for you, or this is only for you. Sometimes people get all worked up about little things. Well, you're not included in this, or you're not included in that. And sometimes we might even feel ashamed. Hey, look, you know, this is really only for, and I hate doing this sometimes, because sometimes they're teen activities. And sometimes you get these younger ones that are excited about being in a youth group, and they're maybe 9 or 10 or 11. And you feel a little guilty because they just want to come be a part of a teen activity. And you're like, hey, I'm sorry, you can't be a part of that. And it's hey, when you get excited, so when you come, don't ever miss a teen activity. You feel a little guilty. No, this is not for you. Or maybe at the men's prayer meeting on the Saturday mornings, this is for men and not for ladies. Even then, we just keep it with men. And we every once in a while, a couple of times a year, we let the boys come along. But it's for a certain group. The gospel is not that way. The gospel has the power to save. You cannot tell too many people. You cannot. Our ladies' lunch is coming up on Saturday, right? And we plan on serving everyone that comes. If everybody in this room brought 100 people, we would be in trouble. We could not feed, 10,000 people or 1,000 people. We figure out something. You might not get much, but we're going to give the gospel out. That's for sure. It's the idea that there's, but why not? Is it we ashamed because of the power that's involved? We shouldn't be ashamed of the power. It's the power of God. It's the power of God unto salvation. It's something that is nothing to be ashamed of. It's God's power. It's the only thing that can save a person, is by grace through faith. It's not of yourselves. You can't do it. And we shouldn't be ashamed of telling somebody, you cannot do this yourself. Let God do the work, because it's truth. So we there's no way in this world, if you know Jesus, that you would be ashamed of him, at least that you should be ashamed of him. And there's no way in the world that we should be ashamed of the purpose of the gospel. It's there to help people. And there's no way that we should be ashamed of the fact that it's powerful. It changes lives. Sometimes people don't tell people because they don't know if it's going to work. And if you're doing it without faith, you know what's going to happen? You're not going to see God work, because you're not going to go tell. You're not going to believe. You're not going to trust. As many times as our lack of faith or lack of trust. So, but we don't have to be ashamed of the power of the gospel. It's there, as it says there, to all that believeth. He is able to save everyone who repents and calls upon his name. He can save them all. So then it must be the plan of the gospel. And what's the plan for? It says to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So we don't have to be ashamed, because not only can he save everyone, he wants to save everyone. That's his plan. He's not willing that any should perish. You can't tell the wrong person. I began thinking about when we have different outreaches and when we have things, and I understand gospel tracts and things like that. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be ashamed of the purpose. Don't be ashamed of the power. Don't be ashamed of the plan. Now, there are some people out there, I've heard people say, well, that person doesn't deserve to be saved. I've heard people say, that person, based off of race sometimes, based off of the way that they behave sometimes, because of financial things, where they've come from. I mean, that's what I love about our missions program. It's the reach to the uttermost part of the world. That's what we're talking about for the furtherance of the gospel. And that's why we're going to keep on asking this question week after week. What did you do last week to further the gospel? I didn't do anything. Okay. Why? Well, I felt a little uncomfortable. What did you feel uncomfortable about? Was it Jesus? Was it the purpose of the fact that God wants to help people? Maybe it was the power of God, the fact that he can save anyone. Maybe it was the plan, the fact that you don't think somebody else is worthy. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be ugly or rude about it, because I'm apprehensive sometimes when it comes to the gospel. I'm apprehensive sometimes with furthering the gospel. Sometimes I still have fear. You know what I have to do with that fear? I have to give it over to the Lord. You know what I need to do is I need to love God more than I love myself. So what do you mean love yourself? Why often do we not want to tell? It's not because we're ashamed of Jesus. It's not because we think that the purpose is wrong. It's not because God can't save and that it's not intended for everyone. The problem is I want to preserve myself. I want to make myself look good. I don't want someone else to think I'm ridiculous. I don't want somebody else to think I look foolish. I don't want someone else to think something bad of me. Thank goodness Jesus didn't feel that way when he came to this world. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. If anything, he didn't care about appearances. Instead, he came for a purpose and a plan. He didn't say, well, I can't go to the cross because I have to preserve the way I look and how people might view me. No. Well, that's what Paul here, as we mentioned, what did Paul do with that shame? He says, you know what? If it's not to try to preserve myself and make myself look good. Instead, this world needs the gospel, and I'm willing to be beaten, and I'm willing to be shipwrecked, and I'm willing to be in perils. And when we looked at that, it talked about amongst the believers, amongst the unbelievers, amongst the heathen, amongst this, amongst that. All the time, he says, I'm not ashamed. And this is, and Paul's known for being a little smaller, little Jew man going to Rome to tell the Roman elite that a Jewish carpenter died for your sins. I mean, that's the story that's there. It's a miraculous story because it's the story that we believe. It's the story that we trusted in. It's the story that we have put our faith and trust in. And it's the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth. So God kind of, when I was studying it, and just kind of put that in my heart and my mind. Paul, why in the world would you need to write that I'm ashamed, that I'm not ashamed? Because you have nothing to be ashamed of. Obviously, you're not ashamed of Jesus. You're not ashamed of the purpose. You're not ashamed of the power. The plan is to the Jew first and also to the Greek. He said, well, they came to the Jews first. That was God's plan, God's purpose. Okay, he's come now to the rest of the world. And actually, all throughout the Old Testament, there was the pictures that he loved the entire world. And that's why he gave the Jewish people that testimony. If we say that we have, it's the plan for all salvation, for all those that believe. I like that, you know, because there's not a stipulation. Some people say, hey, well, if, our preacher put it this way, if you can be saved if you walk around the block twice, well, what about the guy that can't walk? Well, you can be saved if you give $150. $150 for eternal security, that's pretty good. What about the person that doesn't have the $150? You can be saved if, and there's a bunch, that's not God's plan. God's plan and God's power is what? Everyone that believeth. And what is it that you believe? Amen. It's more than just believing that there's a God and that Jesus died on the cross. It's putting your faith and trust in him. Understanding that we were sinners and that we were in need of a Savior, that Christ died for our sins, and that we become convicted of our sins, and we realize I just not someone that has believed there is a God out there. No, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I'm lost, and I'm turning to God and putting my faith and trust in him. I'm not trusting in myself. I'm not trusting in my works. I'm not trusting in this or trusting in that. I'm not trusting in the fact that I was a child going to church. There was a day, there was a moment when I knew I was a sinner and I needed to be saved, and I put my faith and trust in him and him alone. It wasn't being part of a church. It wasn't getting baptized. It wasn't being whatever words they use nowadays. It's believing in what God did for us, realizing that we were a sinner and turning to him. So this morning, if we were honest, have we ever been ashamed? I was ashamed now sometimes the way I talk to my mom. Sometimes we even have our children and do things that makes us ashamed a little bit. Both my sons, they didn't do a lot of bad things growing up, at least not that I found out about. But there was a couple of times I was like, man, I can't believe he did that. I was a little bit ashamed. And there are times in my life that I can look back, and I was going to tell you some stories, and I thought, there's no reason to make me look so bad. I already look bad enough. Tell us different times when I was ashamed. But I don't think I need to do that, because I think we all know what it means to be ashamed. I think we all know what it means to be fearful and uncomfortable to say, hey, can I invite you to my church? Hey, I got a special Sunday coming up. Can I tell you something about Jesus? Taking a little blue piece of paper and asking another lady who doesn't go to church much, but you have a relationship with, hey, will you come sit with me at a luncheon? I'm supposed to bring somebody with me. It's not the fact that you're ashamed of Jesus. At least I hope not, because there's a problem then. And if you understand the purpose of the gospel, we can't be ashamed of that, because that's what helped us understand our need and the power of the gospel. It's to everyone that believes. If we don't want to leave anybody out and say, hey, you're not included in this. And the plan of the gospel is for everyone. When we consider the gospel, the fact that Jesus died and was buried and rose again according to the scriptures, what exactly are we ashamed of? Why don't we tell others? Well, that's the encouragement for you today. So what's the challenge today? Last week, 2 weeks ago, the challenge was to learn about hell, to hopefully help us have the right perspective. Last week was to carry gospel tracts with you, or carry something with you. Now, right now we have gospel tracts, we have postcards, and they did a good job on the postcards. It says, I love my church, come find out why. And on the back it talks about, I love my church Sunday. And then there's those little blue pieces of paper for the ladies to invite other ladies that don't go to church somewhere for the ladies' luncheon. So my encouragement or my challenge for you this week is to give one out. Now here's the thing. If you're used to giving them out, then you should give out more than one. If you're not used to giving it out and you haven't given one out in a long time, my challenge for you this week, and I'm hoping everybody can be a part of it, so pick one up and say, hey, I'm going to, whether it's the blue piece of paper, I meant to grab one of those for the ladies' luncheon and invite another lady, or I love my church Sunday, or I guess a gospel track. And I know some people, I had somebody recently who doesn't come to the church and says, well, I can't invite people to church because I don't really like my church. Well, that's a problem there. You need to be at a spot where you feel like that you love the Lord, and that this is a place you can serve. It's right where God wants you. And if God wants you here, then he wants you to invite people to come. And then you deal with any problems or issues that you have. If you're here, you're supposed to be here, you're supposed to be connected and ready. But then you can just give somebody the gospel. There is nothing wrong with just giving out the gospel. We're not ashamed of Jesus, right? I mean, we can't be. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of. We can't be ashamed of the purpose of the gospel, helping people. We can't be ashamed of the power of the gospel, because it saves anyone who believeth, the Bible says. And we can't be ashamed of the plan, because it's for everyone. But maybe that's a question we can chew on this week, or even this afternoon, or during the invitation time. Why am I ashamed sometimes? We saw Jesus. He dealt with all that shame for nothing he did wrong. We see the Apostle Paul's story, and we know that he's not perfect, but he was not ashamed. No self-preservation there. I got to preserve myself. I got to make sure I can't look foolish in front of other people. He went up there and he preached the gospel to those that were at Athens, and even though most ridiculed him and didn't even believe, but some understood. What exactly are we ashamed of? Let's work on that. And this week, let's take that next step and let's pass out at least one thing. And now, this might seem a little goofy, but this will help you. You can pass it out to somebody you know. Not your husband or wife, but it can be somebody that you actually know, like a friend for I Love My Church Sunday or the ladies' luncheon. And next week, it's going to be let's pass out to somebody we've never, ever met before. So let's work on that. So this week, he said, Pastor, I just can't do it. What exactly are you ashamed of? We have nothing to be ashamed of. And at the beginning, it was, this is what God wants me to do. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, right? And if it doesn't come from God, where must it come from? It must come from the devil. And the Bible says we're a servant of whoever we obey. I don't want to be a servant of sin. I don't want to be one that's encouraging the devil's kingdom and listening to the devil more than I do God. I have nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray.